Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare in your live with PSM and with Prophetic Perspectives. And it is Friday, the weekend of Memorial Day. And we thank and praise God for each of you that's chiming in, that's calling in, even as our voice is going forth over the airway. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's another day's journey. And we are so glad to be a part of God's divine day. Our God is an awesome God. Praise the Lamb of God. What excitement and joy it was. Even this morning, praise God, just to entertain and for just a few minutes, my son and my grandchildren, who all are just leaving, and we thank God for them coming by and giving Papa some holiday weekend cheer. I guess this is pre-holiday weekend cheer. But they are here, and we thank God for Eliana and Elijah, and of course my son Timothy, who always brightens my day. He is also my private barber, who comes by to cut his dad's hair. What a wonderful son. Boy, if I cough, whatever I do, people of God, blame it on nature. blaming on the weather. This weather has been crazy. I'm telling you, it is crazy. Boy, I tell you, one day it's summer and the next day it's winter. The next day it's late spring and the next day it's winter again and then it's back summer. That's the way it happens here. Praise the Lamb of God in the city of Detroit. It is crazy weather here, boy. All four seasons in the same day. Almost guaranteed. Praise God. But I know, praise the Lamb of God, that our God knows what he's doing as he controls the thermostat. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And showing us how wonderful and how marvelous he is. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, people of God. It's prayer day, praise God. We had a wonderful prophetic day on yesterday. Last night, boy, oh boy, what prophetic utterances came forth. Even Bertha Pruitt, oh my goodness, gave us a prophetic corporate word last night, and many others, praise the Lamb of God, that was down the page, Brother Alvin, and others, praise the Lamb, that came forth with their words, corporate words, as well as individual words that just blew me away. Our God is God, and there is no God beside him. I tell you, the shower of God's blessing is raining down upon us in this season. Praise the Lamb of God, and we are rejoicing in the Lord and all that he's doing, all that he is setting in place. Praise the Lamb of God, as we head for the gathering, praise the Lamb of God, we shall be going forth in November. All of you, I'm sure, are aware of that, praise God. And as I shared with you yesterday, Pastor Gail came on, praise God, that this time, praise the Lamb of God, is very, very strategic for us. There's only 200 seats, 200 spots. That's all we're making preparations for this year. We want it close, tight, knit. Praise the Lamb of God in the way that we do it this year because, hallelujah, there is so much to pour out. There's so much to give out, and we are going to do it this way this year. So make sure you have your room. Make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that you are booked and ready for the gathering. The rooms are already going. Praise the Lamb of God. There's 50 rooms blocked at this point. Praise the Lord. You want to make sure you get your room at the Doubletree Hotel there in beautiful Oak Brook, Illinois, the Doubletree Hotel under, praise the Lamb of God, the PSM International Block. You can get that and get that special discounted rate, praise the Lamb of God, that we have negotiated for you so that, praise God, you can, get the best deals possible. Oh, my, it's going to be wonderful. I hope you're saving your dollars each week, praise God. Hallelujah, saving your dollars each week so that you can enjoy the conference, praise God, as many of us are doing. We are putting those dollars away. We are putting those dollars away, praise God, every week of the year. If this is the 22nd week, we save $22. Praise the Lamb. Next week, $23. Next week, $24. We've been doing that ever since January. Week one, we saved a dollar. Hallelujah. People of God, I promise you at the end of the year, you're going to be happy. Praise God. When you look in your can, your cup, your closet, your shoe, wherever you're putting the money, praise God, and see that you have over $1,000, about $1,300 saved and ready, praise the Lamb of God, for the conference. You can dabble in it and get some for traveling and get some, book your room, praise the Lamb, but knowing that you're going to have, praise and access of probably somewhere about $900, praise the Lamb of God, just in your hand, in your pocket, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in your bank account, for you to be at ease as you come to Chicago, Illinois, ready to shop, praise the Lamb. We'll have some shopping time over at the malls, praise the Lord, hallelujah, yeah, we're going to do that too for you. Allow you some shopping time, some downtime. Amen. The Cheesecake Factory and other nice restaurants is right there adjacent to the hotel. We want you to come and be a part of this great outpouring. God has promised us, praise the Lamb of God, many wonderful promises, people of God, and we're warring in the prophetic Praise the Lamb of God. Prophetic prayers will be going forth. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to teach you how to exercise that gifting and that anointing. Praise the Lamb of God. Come October, there's many classes that's going to take place, seminars, workshops, that's going to be in order for you, praise God, so that you can reap the benefit and grow, praise the Lamb of God, in your understanding of the prophetic and in your operations, activations, impartation shall be done on this year, laying on of hands, praise the Lamb of God, as you come to the place of the gathering. I want you to be there, praise the Lamb of God. I want you to be in the house, hallelujah, for that, praise God. Okay, today we want to make sure that we line some prayers up, praise the Lamb of God. Of course, we're still praying for the people in Oklahoma. I don't know if all of you really understand the magnitude of this murder that took place in London in the streets, praise the Lamb of God, that they snatched the soldier who was dressed in civilian clothes right out of the car with meat cleavers and knives and what have you, stabbed, chopped him up, killed him right in the street in front of pedestrians, and then come on a camera to tell, praise the Lamb of God, the government, that this will continue until we see a change, praise the Lamb, in the death rate or what's happening in the Muslim world. People of God, we're at a strategic point whereas that no one can help, no one can intervene, no one can protect but God on high. We can cry out to the government all we want, praise the Lord. We can heckle, we can jekyll, we can do anything we want to the president, praise the Lord. There's some things that's out of his control, hallelujah. There's some things that's out of control of the hands of the police. There's some things that's out of control of the hands of the people in the schools. There's some things that's out of control, even, praise the Lamb of God, out of the control of men and women who are standing in the pulpits. But I tell you, who can control it all? I know a man named Jesus. Hallelujah. I know a man named Jesus from Galilee. People of God, that man, hallelujah, can speak to wind, hallelujah, and the waters, and they obey his voice. That man speaks the demonic forces, and they obey his voice. That man, praise the Lamb of God, utilizes nature in the way he desires. He utilizes, praise the Lamb of God, people in the way that he desires. He can turn the hearts of men, praise the Lamb of God. He can cover, he can protect, he can watch over, and he can provide. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus Christ our Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious, how I love him today. Praise the Lamb of God. And on this show today, we're going to be lifting up the name of Jesus as we intercede and go to the place of prayer today. Hallelujah. Hopefully, our intercessors, praise the Lamb of God, will be in place. We have a caller. Let's see who this is already in queue. Hallelujah. Area code 985, are you there? No. Area code 985. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Might have pushed that one button by accident. Praise the Lord. Here's another one. Area code 985, you there? Hello? You're not speaking in.
Hi.
You there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you. Is this Margie?
Yes, sir. I didn't dial in. I really didn't. I was on mute. That's why I guess you weren't hearing me, but I'm here.
All right, well, there's two 985s here. One, the 713.
That was me trying to answer.
You have two lines?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, well, both of them dialed in, praise the Lord, and both of them pushed one. Of course, Marjorie, we are always happy to have you here, praise the Lamb of God, with us today. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, Marjorie, since you're online, as the Holy Ghost would have it, why don't you lead us in prayer today, if you don't mind?
I don't mind, sir. I don't mind at all.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Good to have a woman of God of your magnitude on with us. Praise with your anointing and with the level of intercessory work that you do. Praise God. We're just happy and excited just to have you on the show at any time. Hallelujah. And you're such a supporter. Hallelujah. We give God praise for you and all that you do towards ministry and what have you as much as possible. You are a cherished member. Praise the Lamb of God in my eyes. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God for the work that you're doing down there in the where you're at down in the Houma area. Praise the Lamb of God. Sometimes I always want to say New Orleans, but New Orleans area is way bigger than that. I tell you, it's some suburbs around there that's popping for Jesus Christ, and yours is one of them. Praise the Lamb. We're praying for the sick and shut in today and for the, all of those. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That have been affected by the hurricane. Hallelujah. And that's being affected. This place, death has come unannounced. People of God, we're praying for you. We're praying for our young people this summer. Hallelujah. That doors would open, jobs will come available, so our children just won't be in the streets. Hallelujah. We're praying today. Hallelujah. For you, you, and you that's listening to my voice. Come on, Margie. Take us before the throne of God today.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we bow humbly before you, and we say, Father God, forgive us for anything that has caused us to be separated from you. Let no fear, no doubt, no worry, no anxiety be the thing that prevents us from praying, because, Father God, you said when we ask, you're just to give, you hear, and you will answer. So now I come before you standing in the gap for your sons and daughters. Your sons and daughters, Father God, there are many that are asking for relief, things that are bombarding them. And, oh, Heavenly Father, we're praying for those that are sick and that are shut in. And, Father God, they're physically sick and shut in, but then there are those that are mentally sick and shut in. And, Father, there are those that are spiritually sick and shut in. We're praying for their release. We plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, and we say, Father God, give them the mind of Christ to know that all things work together for their good and that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. It can form, but it won't prosper, because even in his beating, when Jesus was taking on our sins, he was beaten to, oh, God, he was marred so much, yet he rose in the end to show us that he came out of that, and we too can come out of anything that has come against us when we just call on you, Father. And so by the blood of Jesus, we said we are healed. By his stripes, we are healed, we are delivered. And, oh, Lord God, by his intercession, I intercede with the anointing of Jesus. And I look on every situation and every circumstance, and like Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And that is what we say when the things that come against us, the man that was killed in the London street, Father, that was demonic. But we say, Father God, let the people that did not lift a hand to help to prevent it, the police that didn't show up on time, Father, for 30 minutes they were able, because there was no help that came. So, Heavenly Father, we know that there was fear that came there. We're praying now for the cities where schools are closing. We're praying for our children that won't have, if their parents can't bust them, if they can't take them across town, if they have to go through, I heard someone say yesterday, through gang-related areas to get to their school. Father, we're praying for the precious children. We're praying for safety. Every school, campus. I was talking to a young lady last night, Lord God, and you heard her say, they don't even want us to pray in school. What do we do, Elder? And I said, you pray in secret. Get two or three of your friends together, and you all become intercessors on your campus. We're praying that we can raise up children that are not afraid to call on Jesus. They just have to find a quiet place in which to do it, and, Father, you will release angels. That is what we're praying for.
Yes,
Father, we're praying for every church that is open in your name, that's raising up intercessors, raising up praying people, that we don't fear what man is doing, but we fear not calling on your name. For in Jeremiah 33:3, you said, call unto me, and that is with faith, and you will show us great and mighty things. Father, the weather is showing us that you're in control. We have tornadoes where they haven't had them before. Tornadoes 30 miles wide in the sense of looking at how the devastation was, tearing down homes. But, Father, we had one that passed through Homa. We had one that skipped around Homa. We saw evidence of it on little trees. But we thank God that it did not prosper in this area. So, Heavenly Father, we're thanking you for the things that you have done for us. We're thanking you for this line that gives us an open area to pray internationally, wherever we're calling. Someone in that town, in that city is agreeing, Father, we need help. And then we pray for America, and we ask that you forgive every sin that our government is allowing to prosper. For a temporary moment, you're allowing some things to show us. Because in the Bible, when kings made bad decisions, the people suffered, but then you brought them out when repentance and prayers came forward. So we're praying and pleading the blood of Jesus over America and over decisions that don't line up with your word. We pray for those that are making those decisions. Father, we pray for them, and we ask you to have grace and mercy upon your children. Oh, Heavenly Father, we don't even know what else to do. We're crying out to you, but we're not crying out without hope, because we know that you are just.
Yes, you are. God.
And you are a good God, and you love us. And, Father, I'm lifting up Prophet Shakespeare right now, because the word that he's feeding us, it causes us to cry out, but we cry out as children with hope, with faith, knowing that in the end we shall win. And, Father, you didn't say what the end would be. You said to trust you, and you will show us great and mighty things. There are some of us that have a lot of things to do, Father. We're asking you to manifest those promises to us as we step forward now boldly before your throne and say, here I am, Father. Send me to do the work that you have me do in the kingdom. Send me to be a blessing. That may be give me seed to sow so that the gathering can go on. Give me seed to sow in my local church. And, Father, I will not. That is what we're saying, Father. Put into the hands of your children the things that are needed to prosper the kingdom work you called us to do. For you've called many of us to be in silent places sowing where the fruit and the ground is rich. And I know that PSMI is a rich ground. And I thank you, Father, because my soul gets fed. Courage. Hang on to what I need to hang on to so that I can do the work in my town, in my local community, strengthening other prayer warriors that get weak. So, God, I thank you for this man of God, and I pray his health and his strength and every door that he has to walk through, it is bountiful for him because you've laid it up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stepping out on faith, and we're thanking you in advance that this gathering, though small, will be like a Gideon gathering. Gideon couldn't take the 3,000. He could only take the 300. And so I see this being mighty. So, Father, have your way. Bless this line today. Bless all who have tuned in. And then bless prayer meetings that are going on tonight. Bless mine, Father, as we gather tonight to bombard heaven for the things that you lay upon our heart. And we will forever give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. God, I should have done a little seat. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, because your word is true. You said to pray where they would have an understanding. And I did what you said, Lord God, touching everything that your heart has an eye for. And I know you're going to answer. Because you said so in Jesus' name. Could I shoot it a little see? Could I shoot it with him on? We bind up the spirit of distraction, Lord God, and we cancel the purpose and plans of Satan in the mighty name of Jesus. The demonic forces that are rising up against your children, you said you set forth the legions of angels to take care of the principalities. All we have to do is confess it, call it out, and watch which you will do in the mighty name of Jesus. Our warfare is on our knees, Lord God, searching your word for everything that we see and then calling it out unto you. Lord, this is happening here, but you canceled it, and we're thanking you in advance in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. People of God, thank you, Jesus, for marching today. Praise the Lamb of God, praying in the way that she has for us today. Hallelujah. Boy, listen, people of God, this is the holiday weekend, and we thank and praise God for each of you as it's beginning. And, of course, hallelujah, you are in our prayers for a safe, praise the Lamb of God, safe holiday weekend as we commemorate and remember those who have gone on before. Yes, praise the Lamb of God. Yes, yes, yes. We commemorate soldiers, but loved ones also. And, of course, some of the saints that have gone on, that have paved the way, hallelujah, that have been so instrumental in our lives. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, from ages past. We remember them also. And therefore, people of God, let us always, praise the Lamb of God, count it a blessing and tell God thank you. Hallelujah, for those who came into our lives that helped us in direction, that helped us, praise the Lamb of God, and being snatched out the fire. Somebody helped you, praise God. A lot of us, we know we didn't get snatched out the fire by ourselves, praise the Lamb, Margie, but it was some saint, praise the Lamb of God. It was someone who saw the need in us for Jesus to be in our lives. And then the preaching, praise the Lamb of God. I thank God for that old preacher, Reverend Dr. L.J. Whaley, Sr., prayer of the Bible Way Baptist Church in Chicago, two doors over from where I live, praise God, at 1628 South Pulaski. And I walked in that church one day, praise the Lamb, and heard that man preaching, give God a try. Hallelujah. Got in trouble, and I gave God a try, and he delivered me, Johnny, on the spot. And I promised him that I would serve him the balance of my days. Hallelujah. I have not faltered on that. A lot of things I have messed up and went back on, but I have not faltered on that. Praise the Lamb of God. I have held on to my faith. I have held on to my trust. Oh, yes, people of God, I have held on to doing what is necessary. Praise the Lamb of God in the eyes of God so that, hallelujah, I could acquire the blessing of the Lord, and I have held on because of that man's words, try God, try God. That was the message that turned my life around at the very tender age, praise the Lamb of God, of 14 years old. And I praise God for that, hallelujah. I was baptized, gave my life to Christ, along with about 20 other guys. All of us joined church the same night. Pray all of us were baptized together, but all of us didn't stay in the faith. Hallelujah. All of us didn't maintain, but God had plans for me. And I'll never forget when I was going down in the water. Hallelujah. The pastor told me, he said, you, son, are special to the Lord. Hallelujah. Pray for the filling of the Holy Ghost. That's what that man told me. And then he adopted me as his son and took care of me, praise the Lamb of God, and led me in the ways of God and taught me many of the principles that I live by even to this day. I praise God for Dr. L.J. Whaley. I praise God for Maggie Ruth Shakespeare, my mother, praise God, who deposited so much in my life, who's gone on to be with the Lord, hallelujah. But she showed me the ways of the prophetic through her prophetic voice, through what God revealed to her. Hallelujah. No, us knowing as children that nobody can show us stuff like that but a God. Hallelujah. And things would come to pass even while she was speaking it. They would come forth. So I praise God for a mother. Hallelujah. That was in touch with the Lord. Praise the Lamb. Then the dad, hallelujah, that was in the house, took us to Bible classes. And there I learned a whole lot of basic things when I was even younger hallelujah, before I joined actual church and was baptized. There are people that have fed into us, and as we reflect on Memorial Day in remembrance of them and commemorating them, and people of such, people of God, it's not all about barbecuing. It's not all about celebrating, running over into the house and eating spaghetti and this, that, and another, and having fun. Hallelujah. But at some point, we need to reflect, praise the Lamb of God, on who made a difference in our life, whose life, hallelujah, made a difference. And, of course, we hold higher than the highest our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of him, his life, his example, his suffering, I can suffer. Praise the Lamb of God. Because of what he went through, I can go through. Hallelujah. Because of his death, I know that death, hallelujah, has no power over me. Praise the Lamb of God. Because of his resurrection, I know, hallelujah, though the skin worms eat up this body, praise the Lamb of God, I know in my flesh I shall see God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God today for his wonderful love for people that has deposited into our life. I know those of you on Facebook, praise the Lamb of God, and other places that hearing my voice, you should be able to post today, praise the Lamb of God, some of the names of people that have poured into your life just as I'm speaking. You should be able to even post and say, Lord, I thank you for this man or this woman, my grandmother, my grandfather, my uncle, my cousin, praise the Lamb, that led me to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. These people ought to be celebrated. Praise the Lamb of God. How about the countless hundreds of them, praise the Lamb, who have led us, praise the Lamb of God, and inspired us through music, like Mahala Jackson, praise the Lamb of God, gone on to be with the Lord. But what a powerful anointed woman she was. Praise the Lamb. I used to hear her voice coming through the radio when I was a little boy. My mother and them would sit there and listen to Mahala sing. How about people like that? Praise the Lamb of God, the James Clevelands. Oh, my goodness gracious, people who have contributed to our Christian journey. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy, but I don't believe he brought me this far to lead me. Songs like that, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All my people of God, hallelujah. Those people need to be commemorated and remembered with a smile on our face because they encouraged us in dark hours, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tommy Dorsey over in Chicago. Oh, my goodness. The contributions that have been made by countless hundreds and thousands and millions that have gone on before us to pave a road for us. Hallelujah. The Bible said we have come past about with such a great cloud of witnesses, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. That's rooting us on, because we are heaven's hope. We are the glory carriers. Let's remember them, praise the Lamb of God, with joy in this season. Hallelujah. Happy Memorial Day to each of you. I bless you today. There will be no show Monday, that we already know. Praise God. And I hope that this weekend be one, praise the Lamb of God, that you soberly enjoy, praise the Lamb of God, as you remember all of those that are going on before. Now, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I need, praise God, another intercessor to push one. If you're here, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. One of my intercessors, will you please push one? It's Friday, it's intercessory day. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. I don't have all day because this show is going to be cut short, hallelujah, because of the fact that I have a appointment, praise the Lamb of God, with my urologist, and I have to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that I'm intact, hallelujah, and in shape here, praise the Lord. So that's going to be at 2:15, so I'm going to have to get out of here a little earlier, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Any intercessors that's on, praise the intercessory team, We need some praying done today. Praise God. Hallelujah. I need somebody who will pray. Praise the Lamb of God. Today, with your prayers focused on the house of God. Hallelujah. If you're here, push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't make me start calling names. I said intercessors of PSM. Praise the Lamb of God. If you would, push one on your dial, and then we can move forward. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Bertha. I see you in queue right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know, Bertha, you always try to give somebody else a chance. I know that. Praise the Lamb, and I praise God for you. How you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored of God. I am blessed and enjoying Jesus.
Bertha, you know, you brought forth a powerful word yesterday about running into the rain. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That stuck with me. Running into the rain of God's blessing. Oh, my
yes,
God.
God. Yes, God.
Give me a little bit of that, how God gave that to you.
I was coming in from outside from pulling in the trash can, and the winds were blowing and the rain was falling. And I stopped and I said, God, you're speaking. What are you saying? You're blowing in the wind. And when I said that, the winds just began to blow more fervently. And I said, what are you saying? And it just came, bam, instantly, spontaneously. God said, tell my people. I'm going to tell your people. I'm looking around the street. I'm like, who is that? He said, tell my people. The time is now. And so he just ushered it out real quick. And I ran in the house. I'm like, holy Lord, let me get a pen and paper so I can write this down. And that's how he gave it to me. I was standing in the rain. And the winds were blowing. And he just began to speak through the wind.
Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. My God, bless you, Bertha. You're the right one to be praying today for the people of God and for our churches and for our pastors. Praise the Lamb of God, focusing on them today in prayer. Hallelujah. That God will send the spirit of revelation and inspiration. Hallelujah. That the gospel would be preached again. Praise the Lamb of God afresh.
Hallelujah.
That gospel that saves souls. That gospel that reclaims backsliders, that gospel, praise the Lamb of God, that heals the sick, that gospel, hallelujah, that encourages people to continue on in that journey with Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, hallelujah. The gospel that is not the gospel of a dollar. Hello, praise the Lamb of God, that all that is talked about is money, praise the Lamb of God. And not the souls of men, not the decadence and the decay of our morals, hallelujah, the abominations. We need a gospel, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. It's repent, for the kingdom of heaven is still at hand. Come on, pray for us, God. Hallelujah, in the name of
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Most holy and everlasting Father, we come to you today. Lifting up your body, O God, your apostles, your prophets, pastors, evangelists, and teachers, O God. We lift them up to you, Jesus, and we ask you now, O God, that they will take charge and honor the mandate that you have placed over their lives to teach your word, be instant in season and out of season, to reprove, to rebuke, and correct. For the glory of God, that your people will be worthy disciples, trained and equipped to go out and win souls for you. Father God, we thank you for the anointing that's on their lives, O God. And we ask you now, O God, that they will take heed to your word, that they will run swiftly into the rain, the outpouring of your Holy Spirit and your fire, O God, that your word that you speak through their mouth will be as fire to break the bonds and chains over your people, that it will set the captive free. Father God, you said in your word, behold, that I give you power to tread upon scorpions and serpents, and you give us power, all power have established every assignment that you have placed in us, that the enemy cannot touch us. God, you said in your word that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, it shall be silent. Father God, your will is further to decree to us that every enemy that comes in seven ways, one way you will scatter them seven. And oh God, for that we give you glory. God, we just ask you to empower us with power to cast out demons. Power, God, that you promise in your word of promise to lay hands on the sick and they will be delivered. Father God, you said that we were able to lay hands, oh God, and the blind would see, the lame would walk. And God, we just ask you to let the fire of your Holy Spirit rain down in us and on us. Pursue us now, oh God, that it would burn up everything that is not of you. God, we ask you now in the name of Jesus to burn up every spirit that is not of you, every demon spirit that has been assigned to attack us, every spirit of oppression and depression, every torment and oppressing spirit. God, burn up in the name of Jesus. Burn up every distraction, every hatred and every bondage. God, anoint our eyes to see what you will have us to see. God, anoint our ears that we'll hear what you will have us to hear. That we'll speak it, oh God, that we will not compromise your word. We will not sell out or be sold out, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for divine connections. We thank you, oh God, for divine intervention. We thank you, oh God, when we were connected to a resource that never run dry, a living fountain, oh God, that flows out of our bellies, let it spring forth as never before. God, we thank you that you have equipped us with the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the glory of the fear of rock shining, oh God. God, we thank you for every spiritual weapon that you have given us to bind the enemy, tear down and pull down, oh God. You thank you, oh God, for your glory that you have deposited us to shine bright in the realm of darkness, to snatch your souls out, oh God. And oh God, for that we give you glory. We walk back into your body, oh God. Establish it back to the former order, oh God. Let your days from the beginning of time. Oh God, we thank you for your shedded blood. Let your blood continue to cover us, oh God. Be the ministry angels around us, oh God. Protect us from all harm and danger and accident. Only you can do it, God. Only you can, God. We thank you for the promises, oh God, and the manifestation and fulfillment of them through the name of Jesus Christ. God, you said there's power in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the power that mighty army, oh God, that you're rising up, oh God, to break every chain in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory, God. We give you the honor. We thank you for Apostle Shakespeare. Oh God, a mentor, oh God, a man of wisdom and knowledge and understanding and revelation. We thank you that you reveal the mystery to him. And oh God, we thank you for divine health in his body. No sickness, no disease, or infirmity or affliction can touch him because he's anointed and ordained on the Most High God. We thank you that you walk in his priestly anointing. We thank you, oh God, that you're taking us from glory to glory, faith to faith, and grace to grace. Oh God, we thank you and we give you the glory for, oh God, that you call him not only your friend, but your son. And let God, we say thank you for the teachings and the preachings that you speak through him, the words of wisdom that you deposit in. We thank you, oh God, and we give you all the glory. So you all can do it, oh God. Let Lord greater than you. Oh my El Shaddai, our provider, we lack not because you are our shepherd. We lift our eyes unto the hills. For we come in all our help. Oh God, our help comes from you. Long as we're with you, oh God, we can make it. We will not bow down. We will not bend or stoop to the enemy's test. Oh God, and his strategies. We thank you, oh God, for the intercessors, the watchmen on the wall, to discern their times, to release the warnings, oh God, to the prophets and your people. Lift them up, oh God. Keep them covered, your arm of protection around them. And God, we thank you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is our Most High Priest. We give you all the glory, God. We give you all the glory, God. In the name of Jesus,
Praise the Lamb of God, Saunders out of Chicago, and others I know. Many of them went to California. Praise the Lamb for that conference there. Praise God with Mother. That's all I know is Mother. I don't know Mother's name, but I know Geneva Boyd, and all of those are there at the Marriott Hotel there in, I forget that city, but I know it's on Fashion Way. Praise the Lamb of God. The Marriott Hotel on Fashion Way. Hallelujah. And I know they're all there in that activity. Then there's another conference going on in Baltimore. Praise the Lamb of God, a women's conference that's dynamic. Praise God. I know Pastor Owen's wife, praise co-Pastor Owen, spoke last night, and I heard that it was a mighty, mighty move of God there. God is moving in the land, people of God. I wanted to encourage you in the area of prayer. Since today is prayer day, I have a little lesson here if you all desire. If you would, praise the Lamb of God. You can look on with your Bibles if you want. Praise God. But there is something wrong with the believer, praise the Lamb, Bertha, when there is spiritual stagnation. Spiritual stagnation should not be a part of the believer's life. A believer's life should always have a flow, you know. It should always have a flow. But I found out that this causes an inability in the believer to access heaven, and that's dangerous. Praise the Lamb of God. When you cannot,
yes, it is.
When you cannot praise the Lamb of God, as the old people would say, Bertha, get a prayer through. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. When you cannot get a prayer through, when it seems like your prayers are returning into your own bosom, as David said. Praise the Lamb of God. When it seems as though, praise the Lamb of God, your prayer life, hallelujah, has no oil. It has no juice. It has no fervency. It has no fire. Praise the Lamb of God. Then that something has gone wrong, and the believer needs to do self-evaluation and examination. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. When that takes place. Praise God. Hallelujah. The believer needs to examine themselves. The believer needs to come to a place of admittance that I have fell off the track, because we must remember the God that says that the hand of the Lord is not slack. Praise the Lamb of God. The hand of the Lord is not slack. In other words, God's hand is not short. Praise the Lamb of God. Neither is there a lack of supply, a lack of hearing, or lack of giving on the part of God. When there is a stagnation, is due to the person, praise the Lamb of God, and not God. It's due to the one, praise the Lamb of God, who's supposed to be in their prayer place, in their prayer posture, praise the Lamb of God, worshiping and praising God and this, that, and another. And sometimes we can do that, but sin enters in unaware, praise God, or unnoticed, praise God. It seeps in under the door, so to speak, praise God. I was watching, flipping the channels, and it fell on this arachnophobia movie, and they were fighting off all of these spiders, and all of a sudden they ran into this room, and they thought they had secured the perimeter and Bertha, but unknowing to them, the spiders was coming under the door. The spider was coming under the door and running across the floor, hiding from them, was in the room with them, had seeped in unaware. And that's the way sin does some of us, praise the Lamb of God. It seeps in unaware, praise God, and we're praying and we're praising and this, that, and another, but we don't realize for a season almost that something is wrong. Praise the Lamb. I'm going through the motions. I'm striking the rocks together, but there is no fire. I'm hitting this together, but there is no flame. Something is wrong here. I'm not getting a response from heaven the way I should, but I want to give you several little points here on accessing heaven, and then I'm going to be out your way for the weekend. Number one, praise the Lamb of God. We know heaven must be accessed through prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. That allows us to know that prayer is a spiritual condition. It's a spiritual condition. So we have to keep our spirituality, our spiritual life, praise the Lamb of God, in shape. Yeah, that's a good word for it. Praise the Lamb of God, in shape. How do I do that? By making sure that I'm not dibbling and dabbling in demonic forces. I have to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that I'm not, hallelujah, dibbling and dabbing, praise the Lamb of God, in something that would cause my, praise the Lamb of God, spirituality to be retarded. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, to be retarded. Yeah, praise God. Because you thinking that, you know, you're working with God when you're really working with the enemy. Praise the Lamb of God. So we have to be careful in that. We must remember that prayer is a relational condition. Hallelujah. It's built upon relationship. Our Father, which art in heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I found out something, Bertha. Many believers have not graduated to the Father level.
That's right.
Some of them are still in the basement of their experience with God, and they still see God as a cosmic entity that sits up on a throne waiting to throw down fire and brimstone upon their heads for doing something wrong. They haven't yet entered into that level of intimacy, of relationship
right.
with Father, you know, that they can cry, Abba, Father. Yeah, that they can cry, Abba, Father, and mean it. Praise God. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Yeah. And to press their way in prayer, praise the Lamb, to put their head on the bosom of the Father so that they can receive, hallelujah, from the Lord, the blessings that God downloads to those of us who recognize how important the relationship is. One of the downfalls in marriage and significant other relationships normally is that one person does not recognize how important the relationship is. They fail to understand, praise the Lamb of God, the need of the other because they're there about their needs. They're
right.
selfish, one-sided, praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
People of God, I'm just going to tell you this. There's a lot of us like that with God. Somebody ain't going to like me telling you this, but you need to have your eyes open to understand, praise the Lamb of God, that there's a lot of us, hallelujah, that have a selfishness and a one-sidedness in the relationship that we have with God. Prophet Dale, your mic is open. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Are you there? Good afternoon to you, man of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Hope all is well with you today. Praise God. I'm just dealing with this.
You said a mouthful the other day when you said God can't use us with a bipolar spirit.
Oh, yeah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You're right. That schizophrenic bipolar spirit don't work with God. Praise the Lamb of God. You have to be consistent. Hallelujah. You have to be consistent in the relationship. That's why the scriptures hold us so close in the relationship with Jesus Christ that we are called the bride of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if we are the bride of Christ, praise the Lamb of God, if the bride just think it's all one-sided and she all of that in a bag of potato chips with hot sauce and she in a Happy Meal, and she do not understand, praise the Lamb of God, that there is some responsibility and accountability that falls to her in the relationship also, praise God. Because we must remember at this juncture, it's not the groom that is being groomed for the bride.
All right, now.
It's the bride that's making herself ready for the groom. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of
Amen.
God. So there is if there is an itch in the relationship, it's the Lamb of God that needs to be scratched, God that needs to be doing the scratching.
All right.
I just thought I'd drop that in on you there, free people of God. We must come to a place of understanding and evaluating and assessing all the time, praise the Lamb of God, as much as possible, our relational condition with God. Praise the Lamb of God. My old pastor, Dr. Whaley, who I talked about earlier, he used to say all the time, you know, sometimes I go in the presence of God and I ask him, I'll fairest things between you and I. Praise the Lamb of God. In other words, Father, how do you view me? How do you see me? Praise the Lamb of God. God, how do you see me? How do you view me? How do I look in your eyes, Father, and not all about, praise the Lamb of God, me thinking, walking around thinking, I'm God's child, I'm God's anoint, I'm in God's presence all the time, praise the Lord, and I'm doing any and everything I want to without thinking that I'm ever irritating, upsetting, or grieving the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Because the spiritual conditioning of accessing heaven is dependent upon your relationship with the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. There's no getting to God without the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's him that maketh intercession for us. That's according
yes,
to Romans. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't need to ring a bell on this show today. Praise the Lamb of God. My son, in the, one of my sons, praise the Lamb, Darren, Pastor Darren Williams from down in Oklahoma, praise the Lamb of God, is on the line. Darren, I wish you would call in to the show today. We got about a good 25 more minutes, if you would. The call-in number is 646-564-9818. That's error code 646-564-9818. And then all you have to do is push 1, and you'll be in queue. Just call in. Talk to you later, son. Praise the Lamb. But he's down in Oklahoma. I hope all is well with him. Pray. Well, he is alive because he's calling, right? Praise God. Hallelujah. But we want to understand that, people of God. The next thing, the next point, hallelujah, heaven must be accessed through prayer. Number two, heaven must be accessed through humility. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We must have a contrite spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. We must have a broken and contrite spirit, hallelujah, when we're accessing the throne of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Undeserving, yet seeking. And we see this very well through the Shunammite woman. Praise the Lamb of God. The Shunammite woman comes to Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Her daughter is ill, prophet. Her daughter is ill. She comes to Jesus. Hallelujah. The disciples try to turn her away, but she stays right there.
Yes,
soon
sir.
The disciples come to Jesus and say, Master, we tried to send this woman away, but she keeps knocking at the door. Would you please just send her away? When Jesus gets there, praise the Lamb of God, the woman, praise the Lamb of God, is asking him, hallelujah, for the healing for her daughter. Jesus looks at her and said, it's not right for me to give, praise the Lamb of God, the children's breads to the dogs. And she turns around and tells Jesus, she said, but even the dogs get to eat of the crumbs that fall from the children's table. And Jesus turns to her and says, oh, my God, I have not seen this much faith, praise the Lamb of God, not even in Israel. In other words, the Lamb of God, that is a faith that is released, that moves the hand of God because of your humility. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because of your humility, because of the fact that you know that you are undeserving. Hallelujah. Yet you are seeking God. Praise the Lamb of God. See, some of us think because we go to church and pay our tithes and all of this, that we are so deserving. Now, I've heard people say this, praise the Lamb of God, including preachers. I've heard preachers even say this. Man, I don't know, man, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm preaching, I'm teaching, I'm doing this, that, and another, blah, 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 blah. And they feel that this should be the combination for God to release something to them that they desire. God owes you nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. That's what we must all come to. God owes us nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. We are here every day because of new mercy.
That's right.
We are here every day, praise the Lamb of God, because of grace. We did nothing to save ourselves. We did nothing to deliver ourselves. We were wallowing in our own sin. So when we approach the throne of God, we can't approach the throne of God like we some hipty-hopty, well-to-do person in the spirit. Erico 233, who's calling?
Yes, Papa. This is Pastor Adam.
Oh, Adam, how you doing today, my son? Praise the Lamb of God down
I'm
in Ghana.
Great.
How are you, son?
I'm fine. I'm doing great by God's grace. I mean, I'm really touched by your teachings. And the last word you said right now, God owes us nothing. I mean, that's a powerful word. And if all of us will, if it will enter into all of us, that God owes us nothing, then, I mean, this work will be very easy for us to do. He owes us nothing. I see it as a privilege to do God's work every day. It is not my right. It's just a privilege God has given me, because if not for God, I don't know who I will be, where I will be right now. I will be somewhere doing something bad or evil. But God saw it and gave me an opportunity. It's just an opportunity to come to His presence. And I mean, I'm touched by the teaching. I'm loving it. And God owes us nothing. He owes us nothing.
He owes us nothing, son.
Nothing.
Preachers,
nothing. Nothing. He owes us nothing.
Teachers,
it's just
evangelists. We need to understand how privileged we really are. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The privilege of prayer, to be able to access heaven alone, should blow your mind.
Mm-hmm.
That you're able to bow on your knee or sit up in a chair or ride down the street in a car and call on His name and He responds to you.
And that reminds me of the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector in Luke chapter 18. I mean, the Pharisee thought that he has a right to access heaven because he sees himself like, I mean, it is right to access heaven. But the tax collector says that, I mean, lift up his head and says that, I'm a sinner. And that word alone opened the gates of heaven for him. And so it takes humility to access heaven. It just takes serious humility.
Same thing happens on the cross with the thieves. The one said, if you be Christ, come down and save us. And the other one says, this man has done no wrong. We are sinners. Mm-hmm. We deserve what's happening
to us.
But he has done no wrong. Then he says, Master, when you enter into your kingdom, remember me. The theologian said Jesus stopped dying. Hallelujah. And took the man in church. Hallelujah.
Wow.
That's what theologians say.
Praise
told you, say, Jesus stopped dying. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So, Def, wait a minute.
God.
I got a candidate here for the water. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. This day will your soul be in me in paradise.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Instantly.
Yeah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Number three.
God.
Heaven must be accessed through your persistence. Now, I got a killer wise fable here. Praise the Lamb of God. Somebody ain't going to like this because your grandmother or somebody told you this. Praise God. They tell you, they taught us that when we pray, you pray one time and you have faith and believe and you leave God alone. That's not the teaching of Jesus.
That's right.
Yeah.
When Jesus taught concerning prayer, hear the man of God today, people of God, he said, ask, it shall be given. He said, seek,
and you shall find.
And you shall find. He said, knock,
and the door shall be,
and
open.
It shall be open unto you. Yeah.
And the door shall be open. Now watch that. Now all of those are singular. But when you read on down, he said, for whosoever asks this, whosoever knocketh, the is continuum. The is has continuation on it. Who continues to seek, who continues to knock, hallelujah, continues to act, the door will be opened unto them. Praise the Lamb of God. And then he gives us the parable of the inopportune friend who comes to his friend at midnight and says, midnight and I need some bread. He's knocking on the door. The man opens his window and he looks out and he says, man, me and my children are asleep. Leave us alone. He closes his window and the man continues to knock on the door. He comes back. He says, hey, what's your problem? He says, midnight, I need some bread. I got guests in my house. I know you have it. I need some bread. He says, man, we're closed up. We're in the bed. Leave us alone. He shut the door. Man kept knocking. The last time he comes to the door, he opens it and says, come in and take anything you want. Just leave me alone.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Mm-hmm.
He shows us, Jesus shows us, what persistence in prayer would breed us. Praise the Lamb of God. That if we're persistent in prayer, hallelujah, that access will be granted us. And I learned this. I learned this, son. I learned this, prophet. Margie, y'all, I learned this. Praise the Lamb of God. I learned that sometimes while we're seeking, God is conditioning us for what we're seeking Him for. Sometimes while we're knocking, God is knocking some things off of us. Praise the Lamb of God. He's allowing us to see ourselves as we press into His presence of how unready and unworthy we are for asking for what we're asking for. Hallelujah. There is a preparation that God takes through the knocking, the seeking, and the asking. Praise the Lamb of God. That's all beneficial to us. I'll tell you what our problem is. We are spoiled brats. We are spoiled brats. Can I say it again? We are spoiled brats. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
We're spoiled, and God has spoiled us. He has lavished us with things. He has given some of us the desires of our heart. Hallelujah. And now you think everything you look at, you're supposed to get it. And when you don't get it, you jump up and down like a little baby. You look over at what your brother or sister has, and you want what they have. I travel a lot around the country. Watch this, prophet. Watch this, son. I travel a lot around the country. And while I'm traveling, I notice an evil, as Solomon would say, an evil under the sun. And that is pastors and stuff who desire what they see other pastors have. Some of them, I went to their churches to minister, and they said, okay, you're going to speak at all three of my services. I go to their services, And all three of their services is jam-packed. You can't get in. Then I go to another friend's service, and he say, man, you're going to speak at all three of my services. And I come in there. He has a seating for 500. There's 9 people in the first service. There's 15 in the second one. I think y'all getting the message. In other words, you don't need 3 services.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You fooling yourself. You want to be like somebody else.
Not me.
You're jealous of what you seen and heard, but there is no need for it. And some things we ask God for, we don't need.
My God.
Preach,
Papa. Hello, Lightbulb. Praise the Lamb of God. I want a big building because God didn't bless Adam with a nice cathedral. So now I'm driving around town looking for a larger building, and I haven't filled up the one I have.
Wow.
See, that becomes competition. A part of our competitive nature. Who has the most this? Who have the largest this? There's some women who want a husband because somebody else has one, and they won't even clean up their own house. I don't like me because I tell the truth. I know it. It's all right, though. Hallelujah.
We love you, Papa.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to
preach,
like me.
Papa,
praise the Lord. Someone get up in the morning and comb their hair. Won't do nothing to fix themselves up, but you want a husband.
Come on, Papa.
Come out the house looking like who did it, what for, don't do it no more, but you want a husband. Haven't learned how to cook, you want a husband. Can't sew a button on, but you want a husband. No, you just want what somebody else got because you spoiled. You're not conditioned to receive what you're asking for. Praise the Lamb of God. I think this is my son here. Hallelujah. Erico 918.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
My son, Darian, how you doing, man?
I'm well, Prophet. You doing all right?
Yes, Brother Pastor. How's things down in Oklahoma with you, man?
Things are going well. We're in Kansas now, but things are well in both places, Oklahoma and Kansas. God is still
there. I thank God that everything is well with you, man, because, you know, I didn't know that you were in Kansas. You never told your uncle that. Praise the Lord. Your pastor in Kansas?
Yes, sir. The South Haven Christian Church is our church in Kansas, yes.
My goodness gracious. Well, praise the Lord, son. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
South Haven Christian Church. That is awesome. That is awesome. And the ministry is going well there?
It's a sacred struggle, and God is faithful. And the end of the book says that we win, so I'm committed to it.
Oh, my goodness. Pray for this cause, sent EU to creep. For that cause, he sent you to creep, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Enjoy the fight. That's all I can say. Enjoy the spiritual warfare. Enjoy the growth and the experience in God. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, it's good to hear your voice, man. We're sitting here, we're talking about accessing heaven and what it takes, praise the Lamb of God. And I've been just giving them some tidbits here. I got to leave in about 10 minutes. I have a doctor's appointment. I got to cut the show short. But praise the Lamb of God. I just want you to know, son, that your voice means a lot to me in this season. And I believe that God is raising you up and positioning you, praise the Lamb of God, for a national platform. I really do believe that, Darren. I believe the knowledge and the wisdom of God's word that he has deposited in you is for a special time and for a special release season, and that you're moving in it right now without you even knowing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
God.
That a door is going to open for you, an effectual door. And you're going to walk in on a platform, and you're going to be like that little game I play called Subway Surfers on my phone. And it's like some binoculars or something. If I make it to them, It takes me above the trains and all the subway.
Wow.
I ride on high. I believe
wow.
that's what's going to happen to you. And you just take
Thank
off
you.
Like a jet. I believe that's going to happen in your ministry for your faithfulness. Mm. But God had to condition you to deal with all nationalities of people. God had to condition you, praise the Lamb of God, and to teach you, hallelujah, how to speak and how to, praise the Lamb of God, present yourself so that you can be accepted in all of these circles. You have rubbed shoulders with so many, I'm prophesying and not even trying to. You have rubbed shoulders with so many, praise the Lamb of God, that could have been a door for you to open, but God's going to open this door for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
God's going to open this door for you. Hallelujah. When he opened it, I'm going to tell you something. No man will be able to close it. Hallelujah. Praise God. You refuse to play the games. You refuse to walk in decadence. You refuse, hallelujah, to do abominable things for doors to open. And God's going to reward your faithfulness. Hallelujah. God's going to reward your sanctification. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Thank
you,
Thank
Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
I receive it. I receive
Hallelujah.
It.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Receive
boy,
it.
Oh boy. Prophet Dare, are you hearing anything from a nephew?
I've got a prophet just in everything that the Lord was just revealing to me and my spirit. Because he said he's getting ready to cause you to go before great men. Hallelujah. Only that he's getting ready to cause you to go before great men, but he is calling you to go into the trenches. He's calling you to go where people don't want to go. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you're going to begin to bring these people out. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You're going to go where people have been let down, cast down. And God said he's sitting as the resuscitator. He's getting ready to make you to be the clear, hallelujah, where you go to the hospital and they flatline and they say, clear, shoot. He said he's getting ready to make you the shocker, hallelujah, and you're getting ready to bring these folks out of the slump that they have been in for years and years, hallelujah. Folks is getting ready to get delivered from alcohol, drugs, hallelujah, glory to God. He's getting ready to set you on this plateau, as Apostle said. He's getting ready to set you up here all because you're getting ready to bring some preachers out of the slump that they've been in for years.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord.
And
the Lord said continually, to stay in the flow of relationship.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Not falling in the flow of religion. Hallelujah. 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 He said continue to allow them to flow freely in your life.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless you,
Amen.
Darren.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I receive it all.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me allow me to say this. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
I only got a few minutes here. Praise God. The last point I wanted to give you all is Heaven's Storehouse. Once you access heaven, now this is very important, praise God, because I believe this, Darren. I believe that there's a lot of people, praise the Lamb of God, who are attenders of church, praise the Lamb, who've never been born again. So they're not able to access, praise God. They've never been born again, but they attend church every week because they never repented and turned their hearts to God. No one has led them to that plateau of repentance. Number two, praise the Lamb of God. There's another crowd that has believed on Jesus Christ, accepted him as Lord and Savior, and been sealed with the precious Holy Ghost, but they have not been filled. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. When Jesus was in the upper room with his disciples, after he had risen and Thomas came in, Jesus, after they all believed, including Thomas, it said, and Jesus breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Ghost. He breathed on them. He sealed them. He sealed their belief. Hallelujah. Then under the same breath on Mount Olive, he says, now tarry in Jerusalem for the promise. Because even though you've been sealed, you haven't been filled. Hallelujah. We are sealed till the day of redemption. Praise the Lamb of God. But the filling is an empowerment. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And then, praise the Lamb of God, there's the third group, the inner core, who has been sealed, filled, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that's accessing heaven, that's having spiritual growth and development happening to them every day of their life because they're experiencing, praise the Lamb of God, the Holy Spirit. Now watch this, praise God. So a lot of us can access heaven, praise the Lamb, but we can't access the storehouse. Hallelujah. Now, I said all that to say this, Darren. There's a lot of people in the kingdom, but they have not yet accessed the king.
Amen.
And if you don't access the king, you can't access his treasury.
Mm-hmm.
Praise
mm-hmm.
the Lamb of God. You have to go through the king to get to the king's treasury.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I hope y'all heard that. You have to access the king.
Yeah.
To get to the king's treasury. Praise God.
Wow.
That storehouse to open to you, you have to go directly to the king. You just can't be walking around applying the principles of the kingdom. There's a lot of people that live in various cities that live by the laws and the principles of that's been laid out by the principalities, praise the Lamb of God, that's be. But they have never sat in the mayor's office or the governor's office or the president of the United States to access, praise the Lamb of God, greater. Hello, somebody. That's plain as day there.
All right.
The Lamb of God, they never went into the mayor's office and sat there, access greater. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. So God's storehouse must be accessed. Watch this now. I got to go, people of God. God's storehouse, hallelujah, is accessed through prayer. Your prayer and your praise and your worship, watch this, places you in the presence of God. Hallelujah. He inhabits the praises of his people. Now watch this, people. Now, there's another ingredient that I'm going to add to this that could be theologically debated, but I'm going to drop this in here. Fasting. Praise the Lamb of God. Just as Jesus says these demons will not come forth without fasting and prayer, there's a level in God you're not going to get through without fasting.
Mm-hmm.
Because fasting causes your spirit to be compatible with God's spirit.
Mm-hmm.
The compatibility of God, hallelujah. You must come to a place the more you mortify your flesh and the more you feed your spirit, the more, praise the Lamb of God, your spirit man becomes like God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God.
Praise God.
Which gives you access to the king. Everybody's singing, take me to the king. And you're right, you need somebody to take you. I don't need nobody to take me. I don't need nobody to take me to the king. I go every day. Relationship. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. You see what I'm saying, Darren? I don't need nobody to take me to the king. Hallelujah. I have access granted.
Praise
the Lamb of God. My access is granted. Glory to the Lamb of God. I get to the king every day. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. People of God, encouraging you today. Today is our intercessory prayer day to continue in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Continue to work on your relationship with God. Access the king. Don't be denied the privilege in this life of accessing God.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing for you to pray and see your prayers answered. It's another thing for you to access God through your prayers.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's no sense in you accessing the things of heaven and you haven't not accessed the King of heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Get you a relationship with God that's second to none. Hallelujah. I tell you what I did, I'm going to let you go. I envied Moses. I envied Abraham. I envied that ladder Jacob saw. I envied the patriarchs. And I told the Lord in prayer, I'm going to pray and I'm going to stay until I experience you the way they did. And I received my theophany. I received the revelation from God. Hallelujah. That's beyond this world.
Amen.
That's beyond the Bible experience. I received it to the extent therein, as I
yes.
close, that I can say like my grandmother, you can't make me doubt it. I know too much about it. And that is why I serve him every day. Praise the love of God. Full of God, I want to stay, but I can't. I have to get to my doctor's office. Praise the Lamb for my physical. And I know you all want me to stay healthy and wholesome.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Amen.
In this season, so I can keep ministering to you. I want you to have a blessed weekend remembering those, praise the Lamb of God, who have sown spiritual seeds into your life, who have gone on to be with the Father. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Be blessed. I'm excited about your future. And I know this one thing. God is making all of us brand new. And this show needs cousin angel sing.
There's a new day dawning to me. I can feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is